Good afternoon, friends. This is Carolyn Evers. I'm delighted to be here with you. One of the things that I decided to talk about, because some of the people that I work with have asked this question, and it surrounds change. For those of you who perhaps are not aware of the work that I do, let me just take a moment and explain. I work with a spiritual hierarchy, and I have received books from them, which is on my website at carolynevers.com. We do conference calls where you can join in on a telephone call, go through a meditation with one of the masters, receive new information, ask them questions. It's a remarkable thing to be able to do today. But when I receive information, whether I'm reading the Akashic Records or whether it is a book that I'm receiving, many times I have visions with the words. And when I receive some information on the changes that is going through right now, you know, the world and we are going through, what I saw was like two gigantic waves crashing against one another. And I think that that picture really does illustrate what's happening today. We have several things that's going on. As you are probably aware, there are vibrations that are changing within individuals. And it's because we're making choices. You see, these gigantic waves that are breaking against one another is energy, but it is the energy of ideas. And these ideas that are in opposition to one another are coming forth to be acknowledged, to be evaluated, to be released. But what is happening when we see these things in the world, we start to form opinions, judgments. We might not realize that we're doing this, but we certainly think about it. We have thoughts, and we're making decisions as to how we're going to align ourselves. This is not a conscious process. It's sort of like an automatic thing. It's like you see a picture of something happening. You know you either agree with it or you disagree with it. And so I think it's rather evident in the debates that's going on among the people who are running for president. You watch them. You may or may not agree with what they're saying. You might feel that they are being truthful. You might feel that they're not. But the point is, in the conversations, certain topics are brought up, and you form an opinion as to where you stand. Well, this is happening with relationships also. We're seeing people making changes in their jobs that perhaps maybe was last year, the year before. We see people who are moving to different parts of the country because perhaps they're working with energy in other parts of the country that they are either there to balance or they wish to gravitate to a place that they have more resonance with, so they resonate to a particular area because so much is in change. Well, this is happening with relationships. And I think from what I hear from people who are calling me on the telephone, people who are writing me, these changes in relationships now seem to be moving to the state between a husband and wife. There are sensations that you're feeling where maybe at one time you felt perfectly aligned with your spouse. You were both looking in the same direction, so to speak. You had the same goals. You felt comfortable in the relationship. But you might be feeling change now. You sense that you're drifting apart from one another. Some have even gotten to the point where they sense that it is now time to move on. But something comes with that. And what comes with that is this thought of guilt. I've been married to this individual for a long time. I'm really a good person. I feel like I need to make another choice, but I'm not sure that the choice that I'm making is for the best and highest good for myself and for my spouse. So people who have good intentions are thinking these things, and they are sort of wrestling with these questions internally, and they're not exactly sure which way to go. If some of this resonates to you, give me a call, 877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada, the toll-free number from Canada is 888-815-9756. So you might not have a spouse that you feel this way about, but I'm hearing from people where they are having casual contact with people. For instance, they go to the beauty shop to have their hair cut. They go to the grocery store. They're sensing in conversation with people, you know, rubbing elbows with friends that they've had in the past, and they are seeing and feeling now that something is different. They don't understand it. Where they might have felt a friendly relationship with someone, they might be feeling some sense of distance. They might walk in the room and feel this sense of distance, and they don't understand it. And so I offer this thought, too, that as the Earth is moving up through vibrational changes, we are aware of them, perhaps not consciously. We know that our body has been clearing. We know that it's very important now to take care of the physical. The physical might have some complaints as the soul is moving up through vibration. The body has consciousness. And sometimes even in this, the relationship between the body and the soul, the body needs some special care because it doesn't understand some of this change in the vibrational levels. So these are the things that I wanted to talk about today. Hopefully it's what you want to hear. And if you want to contribute to some of these thoughts or have questions, give us a call at 877-876-5227. I think there is even going to be a heightening in these challenges that we are seeing of, shall we say, opposition from two points of view. They're going to come into sharper contrast as thoughts, ideas have been hidden for so long that they are being released and coming forward. There's nothing now that's going to stay hidden. I don't know if you've given this some thought, just in the lives of our presidents, several presidents ago, things that went on in their personal lives, in their daily lives, if it was not, how shall we say, attractive to the general public, it was usually quieted. People didn't talk about it too much. It could stay secret. And then within the last several presidents that we've had, it seems like nothing that they do can be kept secret. Everything they do that seems to be in secret, somehow we find out about it. And this is going to be the general trend, because not just politics. I'm making a statement that the Earth is changing, the vibrations are changing. Nothing is going to stay hidden. People might think they do something that is hidden, but it will come forward. And so that's on, shall we say, the national scale. But getting down to the private scale, that thing that we must live through every day, the moments that we live through every day, if we all have to make choices, we are either going to stay in the 3D world that we have experienced, we're going to move forward in ascension, in the ascension process, or the soul might decide that it's going to, doesn't want to go through either one, but wants to transition to the other side. They are typically the three choices. And so if your partner has made one choice and you have made another, you can see where there is going to be some conflict, and you feel different, and these little conflicts are going to surface until you get to the point you're wondering now, what choice should you make next? What do I owe my partner, and is it right for me to move on? I think these are very central questions. Now, if you find yourself in a situation, you can also call in for a reading. We could go to the center of the cosmos where the universal Akashic records are, and we can find out with your question what your mission is at this point in time. The reason that I say that is because this is such an important period of time, many of us have worked through many issues like taking care of some of our past life obligations to others. We might be bringing up a family. The family is now on its way. We might be at the point of our life when we're working with spiritual issues. And now we come to the point where it is this decision to be made. So sometimes this part of the soul's mission has not surfaced up to this point of time. If you understand what I'm saying, this is a very special time, not only in the universe, but on our planet here. And we could have been following a path and adhered to that path, done a very good job with it, but now it's like a fork in the road. Where do I go from here? What have I chosen to do? What has my soul prompted me to do at this point, at this moment? If this is a question that you have, call in. We'll see what we can get from the Akashic Records for you. And we have an individual who has called in. Your name, please.
This is Joy.
Hi, Joy. Did you say Joy?
Joy, yeah.
Hi, Joy.
Hi.
How are you, dear?
Good. How are you?
You know, we all try to do the very best that we can do, and sometimes it's not good enough.
Yeah.
But most of the time, it's perfect. So what can we? What's your question, Joy?
Well, your topic is right down the alley of what I'm dealing with right now, where I'm going towards the path of ascension, and my husband is in direct opposition of that.
Yes.
And I don't feel like he's a bad person per se. It's just that we are just going in complete opposite directions. And I'm torn because I often wonder if this is something where I, you know, when we made the agreement to come down together, if I said, okay, I'm going to pull you through this, and then, I'm having a hard time with it, so am I going to then look back when the review process happens, and if I end up not staying, you know, did I do the best thing?
Yes, I understand. I feel that I understand exactly what you're saying. Before we get to answer your question, let me give you a little perspective of what I hear from the masters. Archangel Michael has said this at one point or another, and so have the masters, that each soul has the right to make this choice, and all of them honor the choice that the individual makes. So that even if a soul chooses not to move on towards ascension, that they have that right and the opportunity to do this, to ascend, will come to them again. So in a sense, what I'd like to say that, number one, this is not the last opportunity that a soul will have to ascend, that there are other other opportunities after this opportunity. So it's not like if the individual doesn't ascend at this point that they are doomed, because that's not true. What I hear from the masters is that each soul, of course, has their guardian angel, but they have other resources also. The individual has free will. They make their choice, and then they are cared for in whichever path that they choose to take. There's another thing here, too. Each one of us has the light within. And it might help, Joy, if you mentally just think about that. Envision your spouse having a source of light, whether you call God source or just God or all there is. Know that this light that is God is also within your husband and you and everybody, every other individual. So consider that, and when you think of this situation, recognize the light within, and that this light will also guide your husband, your spouse, when he chooses to make that choice. Now, there's another thing here too to consider. We souls are waking up all along the path. I don't know when the time occurred when you started to wake up. Have you had these thoughts of ascension recently or a long time ago?
I woke up, per se, I think when my daughter was born. She's a gifted child, mm-hmm. as far as psychic ability goes.
Oh, and, beautiful.
So I think when I was pregnant with her is when I started waking up.
How old is your
and
daughter?
And so she's 12 now.
Oh, so you've been on the path for a while.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There are some people, though, they have just opened their eyes to this possibility. And there are going to be more people who are opening their eyes to the possibility. And something that you don't know, it may be your husband. So let me ask one more question, and then we'll see if we can get some information for you. Have you gone within to perhaps reach with your own inner guidance to look for an answer to this question?
I do, and whenever I try, I must not be focused enough, or I just have wars inside my head. I can't get centered enough to.
I can understand that, because sometimes we're too close to the situation.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a good idea to start working. Stop thinking about your husband for a second and work on trying to reach your higher mind. Not necessarily guidance in this matter, but just guidance in general. Because mm-hmm. you might have some, it sounds like you've got some anxiety around the question in general. So when you go into meditation and you're trying to connect with your higher source, at the moment, until you really feel that you can connect with that source easily, don't focus on the problem. Just focus on finding direction from your soul. Work with that first. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, I just sense that you're bringing anxiety to the question. And when you're anxious over something, it's really hard to understand if the inspiration that you're feeling is accurate or enough, or, like you say, you just have anxiety and it's hard to settle down and get an answer.
Mm-hmm.
I think... it seems to me from what you've said that your question is around, did you make a promise to help your husband ascend? Is that the basic question?
Yeah, I think that's the question that I come back to all the time.
Okay. Let's see. Give me a moment. I'm going to connect with the with your record as it relates to that part of your soul commitment, and let's see what we can find out. Sometimes on the air, we don't want to give anything that's too personal, so we'll see if we can get something of a general nature on this particular question. See what the cherubim show us in the records. They're standing now, and they actually, this is interesting, they have two records that they've opened up. They've opened up yours, and they've opened up your husband's. And I would like to tell you this, that with your record, there is a tremendous amount of white light that is coming from that. They are focusing now on your particular record. And what we're seeing is that, for the most part, you've always been aligned with the light. You've always been conscious of your commitment to the light. They're reminding me that as a light worker, you did come with Archangel Michael when he brought the string to help create this planet, and that you have made a commitment to work with him and to move on to the next galaxy that he is preparing. And this is a commitment that you hold very dear and that you intend to keep. So what they're saying is this is one of the reasons why you are feeling so strongly about not only the ascension process, but the future of where your soul is going to be, and those masters and archangels that you're going to be working with, that this is a long-term commitment. So that's why you're, one reason why you're feeling some anxiety about this particular situation. Now, they're opening up your records to another part of your book of records, keeping in mind that your book of records is very large. So they have, like, moved to another part of that record, and the part of the record that they are opening, showing me now, is that part where you and your spouse have this individual. It appears that the two of you have had many lifetimes together, not necessarily as husband and wife, but you've had many different relationships, some closely aligned with each other, and some on a very casual relationship. That most of the relationships were casual relationships. I see you sitting, it's like you are sitting on a chair and you are acting as a teacher. The picture there, I can't decide if it's Greek or if it's Roman. I see him sitting at your feet with another, with a larger group of students. You're teaching what would be considered spiritual thoughts, metaphysical thoughts, and the group is very engrossed in what you are teaching them. And what the record shows is that that was not the only time that you've been a teacher, that you've been a teacher of spiritual truths for many times. And it was the gentleman who is your spouse now has been like a follower of yours through several lifetimes. He saw the wisdom in which you held and the role of the teacher, and that you did make a commitment before you entered this lifetime, that the commitment was that, in a sense, you would be sharing with him the information that you would find in this lifetime that would be relevant to the future growth of the two of you. They're also showing me the child that that you have brought into the world. That this child, as you are already aware, is truly a gift, not only to you but to the world. That this is a special gifted child, and the role of that child in your lifetime was to be not only a companion to you and your spouse, but also a teacher. That there was an agreement between the three of you that this soul who would come would, well, it's like they were carrying the scroll or the letter or the information that would be the key that would open up both of your lives to what was about or what would be about to happen in the relatively near future. That they're not opening up the record as to why your spouse has chosen not to awaken at this time, because he hasn't, he is not the one who has asked for that information. They can only give the information as it pertains to you. In other words, the how you are affected by his choice. He did agree to awaken. The reason why he is not, we can't give that, but we can give from the record your responsibility. And your responsibility is to hold him in reverence, to hold him in love, to recognize that where, yes, you did make a commitment, that in essence, he hasn't fulfilled his part of the commitment. And this is what they are trying to trying to impart in this information, that you're feeling the obligation of what you owe him, but you're not sensing that he had an agreement also, and that agreement was to awaken with you too. So you both made a commitment. You are trying to be conscientious and fulfill your commitment, and for whatever reason he is holding back, he's not fulfilling his end of the commitment. And so you have, it would be helpful to you if you consider the situation from that point of view. They are adding to this that even though he has decided not to, that there's a coldness around his heart on this issue, it seems like it's not just that he hasn't awakened, but it is like he's placing obstacles along that path. Would you agree with that?
Yes. Yes.
So it's not just that he is an individual who hasn't awakened. There is some, I don't know if the word hostility is too great to use. I was going to soften it and say challenging.
Hostility is probably that. Softening it.
You're agreeing with the word hostility. Okay. So that that hostility that what you are feeling is in a sense interfering with your path. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's kind of holding you back.
Yeah.
They do not want to give advice as to what you should do, but they are suggesting that you not feel guilt in whatever decision that you choose to make. And it further complicates the issue that you do have a young child. That is another reason why they do not want to give advice. And actually, the cherubim don't usually give advice, mm-hmm. but they try to bring forth, because you all have free will. They're just trying to bring forth the issue that to have guilt in this situation would be hard for you. You would be putting a block in your path if you started feeling guilty about this. And I suspect that you already are feeling guilty about this.
Yes.
So what I would suggest is, number one, call on either Wednesday or Saturday when one of the healers are with me, that we can reprogram this, if you choose, this emotional energy that of guilt that you are surrounding the situation with, because it seems to me, and I, Carolyn Evers is saying this, that you need to release this sense of guilt, and I think once you release that, you would be better able to sort out the pros and cons of the situation. And one of the, they're also pointing to some clearing that needs to be done with you and your spouse that evolves guilt from past lifetimes. So it's not just this situation that is weighing heavy on your soul, but it is some events from past lifetimes where you have, they're showing me that this is a pattern that you have had. And what I'm suggesting, that that pattern could be cleared from the DNA,
okay,
and from the ancestral line. What they are indicating is that you were rebirthed in the same genetic ancestral line. Do you understand what I'm applying here?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, with Mayan.
Yeah, you're, it's like you were one of your ancestors in another lifetime, mm-hmm, and this pattern was not cleared, and it's one of the reasons why you came into this genetic line again, because you need to clear it. So what we're suggesting is call on one of those days. Let us clear that genetic line from the past. Part of the reason, too, why you're feeling this way is because with the choice that you have made to go on, your soul knows that you have to clear this, and you probably do too.
Mm-hmm.
You have this sense that you have to clear this.
Yeah. Yeah. Sense I have to, a lot to clear. Yeah.
Don't we all? So we'll work with this further on one of those other days, and I think that should be the next step, is to let's clear all of this energy around the guilt. And I think once that's cleared, if you contemplate the fact that your husband has light within him, you are really not responsible, per se. We're all helpmates to one another, but this is God's business of being responsible for a soul. Do you see the subtle difference between the two?
Yes, yes.
Being a helpmate and being responsible.
Right. And not being, at this point, I feel I'm kind of, at this point, not helping him, but hindering him now, because I'm sometimes coddling him or whatever, accepting his behavior. So,
would you agree or disagree that you feel responsible for his for this part of his welfare sometimes?
I feel like I can help. I feel responsible that I feel like I can help. I don't feel responsible for his state of mind, because I kind of know the circumstances surrounding that, but I feel responsible to help because I feel like I can help.
You have great spiritual integrity. I think you know that, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you have spiritual strength. And so you've done this many times. You have worked with people helping to elevate them. Do you sense that about your past that we're
doing? Yeah, because ever since, it's been just recently, but I've just started taking on that kind of, a little bit, kind of that teacher role. And when people mm-hmm. have questions about what I'm doing, I kind of just try to help them along.
They're reminding me of a parable that Jesus gave. And do you remember the parable of the farmer who had this bag of seeds, and he kind of was sowing the seeds out on the earth, and some fell in fertile soil and grew very well, and some fell on the rocks and withered. Do you remember that story in the Bible?
I don't remember it, but I can tell where you're going with that.
Yeah, and this is what they're reminding me of, is that, you know, we can take the seeds of knowledge, and we can sow them. We can pass them out to others. But then it is up to whether we have sowed it on fertile soil, whether there was enough rain, whether there was rocky. Some seeds just wither and die, and we're not responsible for where these seeds fall. Bless you. You have a beautiful record, dear. We'll work with you some more on this.
Okay.
And I think that after some clearing of these past life connections, you're going to be able to relax and work with this a little more.
Okay.
Was that helpful, Julie?
Yes, it was very helpful. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, dear.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. So this particular situation, I wanted to bring to the forefront because I know, well, it just seems to me that there's a lot of people who are going through this situation. We're doing it on the international level, the national level, and we're doing it on the soul level. And the changing vibrations is making a difference to all of us. So we've made commitments, and usually these commitments are seem to revolve around close family members. And when we make a commitment to another soul, it's easier when we come into this lifetime if we are related to them in some fashion. So we have someone else that apparently this rang a bell with. And your name, please.
Rosemary.
Rosemary, you know I got to chuckle every time I hear your beautiful voice. Okay, my dear, what did you call in to add to the conversation?
All right, here we are where my physical body is right now in a state of absolute bliss.
Bliss?
Bliss.
Oh, mm-hmm. Isn't it wonderful when you reach that?
Oh, yes. And all of my training says not to trust it.
Well, have you felt this bliss? Is this a permanent thing, or is it like someday I feel bliss and another day it's not a good day?
No, Carolyn. This is like I'm moving along. There may be physical sensations in my body, but then there'll come this rush of incredibly pleasant energy that'll start at my crown chakra and move all the way through my body, and it'll go on for about 5 or 10 minutes, and then it'll stop, and I'll just keep going.
Do you find, Rosemary, sometimes you weep for no known reason?
Oh, I used to do that a couple years ago, and I finally figured God was in charge, and I better quit crying about it.
No, I mean weep in joy. Like when you have these blissful states, do you find that sometimes you weep with it? There, the joy is there, and you start weeping, and there's no real explanation for it. You just weep. You're so happy. I was just wondering if that happened to you.
I don't think I've gotten to that stage yet. But it's just a physical bliss.
Mm-hmm.
Totally physical, and you know, I'm... My heart and mind has always been with spirit. It's just never, ever left spirit.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, one of the standard jokes is last time when I had the near-death experience, I got up in the light and I said, can I come home?
Oh, you had a near-death experience.
Yes. I was
back this? Was this a long time ago?
It was back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told, you left so much undone, you'll be in a baby body immediately.
So you just decided to stay here and finish up, huh?
Yeah, I never did like diapers.
Now, when you had this near-death experience and you were out of the body, did you feel that joyful state then? I mean, can you describe how you felt then emotionally?
A great sense of relief.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just came home.
Well, I ask that because I have not had a near-death experience, but I had an experience where I went through the death process,
mm-hmm.
and when I woke in the astral, I could still see what was going on in the physical that caused my death and a group of others, and it was a very terrifying situation as to what was happening on the earth plane,
mm-hmm.
but as I was viewing it, from the other side, I felt this great sense of peace,
mm-hmm.
and joy. And I mean, considering what we were looking at,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's an immediate, how should I say, experience. I think as soon as you move into the astral, away from the physical, that seems to be an immediate sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's the nature of the thing.
A sense of relief. I think many of us are, whether we know it or not, and whether we would like to, you know, fess up to it or not, we have at times carried burdens that may or may not have been ours, or that were ours to transmute, and it was a difficult job. And to be stepping out and away from that would always bring a sense of relief.
Well, that's interesting. We were kind of talking about that, not in those exact words, but earlier, this carrying other people's burdens.
Mm-hmm.
We've done that a lot, haven't we?
Yes. And that's the end of the Piscean era where we're not going down the road chanting, he ain't heavy, he's my brother, let me carry your burden anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting thought about that, because yes, we did go through a period where we felt universally that we were supposed to carry our brother's burdens.
Mm-hmm. Instead of respecting the lessons and encouraging and applauding lessons that are well learned, all the while maintaining our own growth,
mm-hmm.
as well.
Sort of like you find a hungry man. Instead of giving him a fish, giving him a fishing rod and some bait.
Mm-hmm.
Show him where the fish are.
and honor his free will if he wants to go fishing or not.
That's kind of hard to do sometimes.
I know. But we've done so much mischief by not doing that.
It's true.
I mean, we just have, and we need to stop that.
I think we're waking up to that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because, you know, it's our opinions that hold our brothers in chains.
Mm-hmm.
And it's our respect for their ability to resolve situations that give them the encouragement.
And we are all really strong enough to resolve our own problems.
Yep.
If we see the light in each other.
Mhm. Yeah, I mean, the Course in Miracles was a wonderful place in my life where I got to see the power of our own thought and how we create situations for ourselves and our brothers, and that the deepest respect requires each person to learn their lessons.
Yeah, well, you probably know this. It's my understanding that Jesus wrote that book, The Course in Miracles.
Mm-hmm. I can see his fine hand in it.
Sort of sounds like some of his parables, huh?
Yes, it does.
Well, Jesus just seems to be one mighty fine storyteller.
he can come to my campfire anytime and tell his stories.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a wise choice on your part.
Well, I certainly do appreciate what you are sharing with us, and what I sense here. You saying is that each of us are powerful in our own right to choose the correct path for ourselves.
Absolutely. And sometimes we call and we say, oh my, this is happening, and I want to check with a wiser or more experienced soul who's gone through the growth and the things that are required. And what's your second opinion on this?
Before you go, Rosemary, would you care to share with the audience your method for reaching your higher mind?
It sounds so strange. It's just close your eyes, open your heart, and be there.
I'm sort of playing the advocate, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's beautiful that you do it that way. Now, when you get some inspiration, how do you get your inspiration? Is it something that you hear? Is it something that you feel?
All of the above.
Now for the trick question. How do you know that the inspiration that you are receiving is coming from your higher mind or your higher self?
Absolutely pass it through the four filters.
You mentioned this before, and I love it. How about giving the four filters again? Because I think that is excellent.
Is this information kind? Is this information truthful? Is this idea or concept of necessity? And does it benefit me and those whom I love?
When you told me that the last time, I just thought it was so beautiful.
Well, thank you. Anything else is going to lead to nonsense.
Yes.
And we've had enough mischief in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when it comes to us. And when you look at someone and your heart tells you, it may not be wise to use your concept of God to cause pain to another one of his children.
We're seeing that today, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And when we'll be changing that soon.
I think so.
No. Whatever name your God wears, is your God kind? Is your God loving? And if your God is not kind and loving, maybe you are misinformed by tradition. Because tradition has a way, we've all sat in a room and, passed the story around, and by the time it got down to the last person, it was quite interesting.
Yeah, I used to play that game when I was a little kid. I loved it.
So you always go back to your soul and your heart, and God is love. And even St. Augustine said, love and do as you like.
So I have been talking this evening, Rosemary, about some of the things that are happening, the vibrations changing,
mm-hmm.
Things coming to the surface. I know that a lot of what's happening today is resolving things that have occurred in Atlantis that needs to be corrected. It seems like it is a full circle that has come to pass, so to speak. What do you think is the next step of growth that's going to be revealed on the planet today? What do you think is the next step?
It may sound very, very strange, but one by one, we're going to go beyond Atlantis and beyond Lemuria. And in the process, what's going to happen is certain groups are going to take it upon themselves to look at the various politicians and heal them one by one by one.
I hadn't quite thought of it that way, and I love it. I've been praying for a statesman. So what you're saying is they might not start out as a statesman, but that people will heal them so that eventually they will be a statesman. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, people will heal the aspects of themselves that allowed that being to be in power to mirror back to them their unfinished business.
Well, I love that. That's a beautiful thought. I look forward to that making its way through our consciousness. I love it.
Well, when we look at some of the stuff they've done, it's like, ooh, okay, I'm going to find that part of me and heal it right now. Thank you for the lesson.
Yes.
Because we're all one, and they're in the quantum field with us. And if we have step back or not allow that healing to flow through us, and we can do that now.
What you say, I really do agree with, that a lot of people in the public eye have acted as mirrors, so to speak. They've held up a mirror for the very reason that you were saying. I see something, I don't agree with it, and I'm going to heal that issue in myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very beautiful forward way of thinking.
Well, the projection doesn't work. Even my godmother said so many years ago, sweetheart, for every finger that you've got pointing at them, there's four more pointing back at you.
Oh, Rosemary, thank you for your wisdom, dear.
Thank you. And my question is, the physical...
Oh, you had a question.
Yes, I really have this question about, I am just having these wonderful rushes of energy going from the crown of my head to the toes, and it's like, okay, and then come on, and next one, and then I'll have another pleasant thought about life and the creation. And would you ask the cherubim, am I help? I have no parameters to identify this in this particular physical life.
Okay, so I'd like for you to rephrase the question. It sounds like what your question is you're trying to identify what this energy is. Is that the question?
And how it can be used appropriately in grace.
Okay, you're receiving the energy. You want to know what it is, and you want to know what is the best way for you to utilize that energy?
Correct.
Okay, let's see. We have maybe 3 minutes. So let's see what we can get in 3 minutes. You might have to call back the next time. We've been chit-chatting, dear. Next time, ask the question first, then we chit-chat. How's that?
Okay.
Okay, let's see what we can find out. Beautiful cherubim lady standing there. Oh, she is so beautiful. She's wearing a crown of light around her head. And as she opens her record, what she is saying is, oh, and it's so beautiful, that this is the light and the glory that has come from your book of records. She has tapped into, as she was opening the book, and gathered it and wore it as a halo around her head. So beautiful. And this is what it looks like. The glory coming off of your records bounced over the top of her head and looked like a crown of light, so it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
She says that you are attaching a string to your physical as the information, and she says, you really do know this, as the string of energy comes from Source, the center of the cosmos, it is being directed to you. You are accepting it. It is coming in waves because that is the way that this energy is goes through space. It is like an energy wave, like a snake makes in sand, those marks that a snake would make in sand when it moves across the sand. That is the way the energy reverberates as it moves through space, and so this is how you were feeling it in waves.
Mm-hmm.
And how to utilize it, she says, you already know that too, because you unconsciously take that energy, you bring it through your physical, and then you move it out. And she's showing me what looks like a radio tower, that you are broadcasting that out. So as it comes through to you, this is what you are really doing, and to make the most of it, as the waves come to you, intend that you will broadcast it out not only to the core of the earth, but out to all of those who are living on its surface with the intent to bring peace to the world.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Many, many years ago, I had a vision where there was no one to carry the light. There would be devastation.
That's correct. And she has one last thing to say, mm-hmm. and that is this is truly what it means to bring heaven down to earth, that you are one of the light workers that is, in fact, doing this.
Thank you. I've got tears of gratitude in my eyes.
Oh, bless you, darling. Talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Bye.
I love talking to you.
Thank you. Bye.
So, my friends out there, I am delighted that I could be here to be a connection, to be a voice, to bring some peace in the world, to help you if I could, so that you can awaken to the grandeur and the mastery of who you are. So with that, I am going to say goodbye for the evening. Tune in to my website, carolynevers.com. Check out the conference calls. They are incredibly soul-changing, life-changing. These are conference calls with the masters to hear their energy and their information through me, I have to say, is beautiful. So, again, to all of you beautiful souls out there, talk to you next week. Tune in Saturday and Wednesday. Talk to you then. Goodbye.